5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It's your favorite online personality and podcast host, Juma Saleem, from the Roy Judah Radio Show. Glad to have you. Hopefully your day is going well. You know what time it is. It's Financial Friday. It's all about smart spending, smart saving. Listen, we got a packed show for you. I'm excited. If you have not followed the Roy Judah on social media, please go and do so now. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And if you would like to visit the website, it's www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. Such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you guys. Thank you for joining me. Hey, listen, do me a quick favor. Share the Roar of Judah radio show with at least two people. That's right. It takes 2 seconds to share it with two people. That's all we asking. Now, you know, we always kick the show off with prayer. And then we're going to jump into the weather report. And then after that, we're going to jump into today's discussion about financial spending. And then after that, as always, right here on Gospel 107.1 FM, we're going to play the hottest gospel music in the world. Again, it's Financial Friday. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. Let's get into this prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for another beautiful day. This day is different. This day we are coming to you asking that you will continue to keep us in all our ways. Father, you are a sovereign God. There is none like you. We're so glad to call you Father. Abba, that's who you are. Lord, you watched over us and protected us as we rested. We say thank you. Thank you for keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. May your will be done in our lives. And may you always get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Shout out to everyone who is tuning in. I know a lot of people hit me up yesterday and said they were tapping in and they love the show. I appreciate it. I hope and pray that you are benefiting from what I am sharing. Because it's not me. All of this is God ordained. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I'm without flaw. What I'm saying is, I will go, Lord. I am obedient to the will of God, even when it doesn't make sense, despite what you may say. And that's what kind of mindset that we have to have. I want to go ahead and plug Monday's show. Monday will be Mind Shift Monday. Then we have Testimony Tuesday. Again, if you have a testimony and you would like to submit your testimony, 500 words or less, send those testimonies to admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. Your story matters. That's right. Your story matters. What you've been through, every experience, has the power and the ability to transform someone's life. Your story is needed. Faith without works is dead. You did not go through all of those hardships and calamities just for you. Share your story right here on the Roar of Judah Radio Show and Gospel 107.1 FM. Alrighty, tribe. You already know what that means. Let's go to work. It's Financial Friday, and we want to talk about smart spending strategies that will empower you to handle your finances much, much better. I believe we all can use a little help in financial strategies and how to save and spend efficiently. So today we're going to dive into mindful spending, and we're going to discuss ways to eliminate unnecessary expenses. I know for myself, if you can relate, that there are those small little purchases that $10 here, $20 here, and over time they kind of add up, and we kind of miss those things. So we want to talk about that, and we also want to talk about conquering emotional spending. Too many times we get upset or we feel like we need a little pick-me-up, and so we like to call that emotional spending. That type of spending often leads to great debt. Then I want to talk about a program that I currently use. It's called Buy One, Give Two Away. It's my method. I'm a minimalist. I think that it's important that if you buy one thing, you should be giving away two things. Too many things are in your closet right now. I'm on your toes. And then we're going to talk about discerning between purchases that are investments versus liabilities. It is so important to know the difference. The products that you buy, are they investments or are they liabilities? The other day, I realized that some of the things that I purchased several years ago, I have not used. And that is a liability because it is not serving a purpose. And if it's not serving a purpose, then why did I make the purchase? You need to be looking at every transaction as an investment or a liability. What is the lifespan of your investment, and what is the risk of the liability? And then the next topic I want to jump into is simple. How to sell unwanted items to make extra income. These are important discussions. And the more that we have these discussions, the more that we can be equipped for the uncertainties of life. Right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. What's good, tribe? It's your favorite podcast host, Juma Celine from the Roy Judah Podcast Show, with some exciting news. That's right, some exciting news. The Roy Judah will be airing right here on Gospel 107.1 FM, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Looking for motivation, inspiration, empowerment, and business news? Well, join the tribe at 3 p.m. on January the 22nd. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. It's the afternoon check-in. I am Juma Salim. This is the Roar of Judah radio show right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. Now, before we get into anything else, let's check in with the weather. In Clarksville, Tennessee, it is 57 degrees, cloudy conditions. In the Bahamas, it's a beautiful 78 degrees, windy, 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 windy. Listen, Charlotte, North Carolina, 69 degrees, very cloudy. Nashville, Tennessee, 60 degrees, extremely cloudy. St. Louis, it's 47 degrees, cloudy conditions and strong winds. In Memphis, Tennessee, shout out the M, 58 degrees, partly cloudy. In Oak Grove, Kentucky, it is 56 degrees, partly cloudy. Salisbury, North Carolina, shout out to Salisbury, 70 degrees, cloudy conditions and strong winds. You guys be safe out there. Statesville, North Carolina, my people, 69 degrees, cloudy conditions and strong winds. And that is your weather report. Alrighty, let's jump into this thing. Financial Friday, eliminating unnecessary spending. What we want to do is we want to start to declutter our spending habits. As much as we like to declutter our lives from people, things, and places, it is very important for our future that we start to declutter our spending habits. We need to learn how to identify non-essential purchases. We have to figure out what are we spending money on that is not going to serve our best interests moving forward. And then what you want to do is you want to create a list of your needs, not your wants, your needs. I'm going to say it again for the person in the back. I see you. Listen. Create a list for your needs, not your wants. And then you want to be intentional about directing your resources towards your priorities first. Can we talk about that? Not you going to the mall and shopping when you get your check and then trying to figure out how you're going to make it next week. Priorities, priorities, priorities. Because what's on the rack or what's in the shoe store is still going to be there when you get your money right. Now, we want to talk also about conquering your emotional spending. And I know this is, and I don't want to kind of be gender specific here. This could go either way on both sides of the fence. But what I want to say is emotional spending is a pitfall that a lot of people have. Because we're making purchases, impulse purchases, based on how we feel. And we know that our feelings can be up and down like a roller coaster at times. The breakup will cause you to spend. The breakup will cause you to eat ice cream, a lot of it. The divorce could cause you to go out and spend money that you will need later. The loss of a loved one could cause you to go into an emotional spending freefall. So we want to pause, we want to reflect, and we want to think about, where is our emotional state when we're spending? It's similar to going to the grocery store and you're hungry. You're just going to be randomly grabbing things, stuff that don't even matter, that's not healthy. You're just hungry. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we are focused on how we're spending our money, why we're spending our money, doing emotional imbalances. All right. Are you feeling a void? That's the thing that you want to think about. Are you trying to fill a void? Something that's missing in your life in the moment? Are you trying to fill a void? Or are you trying to, I like to call it a pick-me-up. We got to stay away from the pick-me-ups. And you want to always practice awareness. Like, you got to be aware of how you're spending your money. I know when I go to the gas station or I go shopping, I grab my receipt and people look at me like I'm crazy. Let me share a story really quickly. I have been budgeting, right? I have been budgeting for the last 7 years. Yeah, the last 7 years, I believe. Don't hold me on that. Anyways, so I started, me and my son were homeless back in 2000, I would say 14, 15, somewhere in there. And God put it on my heart to start budgeting when we moved into public housing. Now, mind you, I'm fresh off of being homeless and I'm in public housing and I'm saying, God, why am I budgeting when I don't have money? I'm over here trying to budget $1.27. And I'm frustrated, and God stayed on my head about just budgeting and budgeting and budgeting. So I did. Every day I'd sit down and I budget the little money that I had. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Not knowing that what was next to happen in my life was going to need what I was doing in the now. I want to share that with you. It doesn't make sense sometimes. God is just unorthodox. He'll have you doing something that doesn't make sense. But what I want to share with you is that in that season of my life, it was necessary for me to do budgeting, because in the next season of my life, I was moving out of public housing. We was in public housing about 5 years, moved out of public housing into a regular house. That means no food stamps, no assistance, nothing. This is the cash system at this point. And so it helped me to get to where I was going. And then I continued to do it. And the more that I did it, God elevated me. And now we're in a different place. So it's about stewardship with the small things. You gotta hear me. It's about stewardship in the small things. And I have to shout out my mom. She was a very dedicated and financial person, and she taught me so much. And I wanna say thank you. Rest in peace to Mom Dukes, but thank you. Now, let's jump into the buy one, give two away system that I have incorporated in my life and why it's important. Too often we purchase things and we have multiple purchases that are similar. And fellas, I'm gonna be on your head today on Financial Friday. Quit buying all those shoes. And I ain't trying to tell you what to do with the money, but unnecessary purchases make no sense. Ladies, all the bags, all the handbags you have, all the shoes you have, we gotta cut back. And you wonder why you don't have any money. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. That was J Boss, Good and Bad. Listen, God is good. He really is. When you look back over your life, you should be able to say, you know what? God has been good to me. Through the good and the bad, as J Moss said. Well, we're back. Listen, it's Financial Friday, and we're talking about smart spending strategies. We were talking about the buy one, give two things away system that I adopted, and I wanted to share it with you, and how it's helped and worked in my life in tremendous ways. You should not be buying another item unless you are donating or gifting two items from your existing stock. Ladies, that means you got to clean that closet out. This idea of buying one thing and giving two things away, the end goal is to minimize the clutter. Not only that, but it fosters a spirit of gratitude and generosity. You are blessed to be in the position that you are in. Why not use your position, your platform to give? I can imagine what your closet looks like. Fellas, that goes for you too. You got more shoes than the shoe store. Give, give, give. Practice generosity. Imagine how much more you will be blessed by giving. And then the next topic we're going to jump into is investments versus liabilities. What purchases have long-term value, such as education, health, assets, property, things of that nature? Liabilities are not good. They don't create any type of long-term growth or add value in any form. They are expenses that don't create or generate future returns. Whew. I'm just going to slide over for just a second and say this, because I heard this in my spirit just now. Listen, how many friendships, how many connections are you invested in that's not generating a return? Woo. Let me work. It's Financial Friday. We here. It's the afternoon check-in. Listen, how many friendships, connections, ties do you have that are not generating a return? We're talking about finances, but we're also talking about relationships. We're talking about connections. We're talking about partnerships. Is it a liability or is it an asset? Listen, it's 2024. It's time out for the games. We grown. I need all my grown people to say, I'm grown. Say it again, I'm grown. I don't have time for no games or no funny business. We not in high school no more. I need to check my circle. Are these investments and they're going to yield me a return, or are they liabilities? And I want to be clear, and I don't want to go too far off. We're still talking about Financial Friday, but I want to be clear that friendships, relationships, connections, networks are all valuable when you look at them from the investment perspective. I know a lot of people, but I'm not invested in a lot of people. That's the difference. And that's not saying that I have a thing against those people that I'm not invested in. But remember, we talked about the crowd, the community, and the core. Your core people are the people that you're going to be invested in, and they're invested in you. And I want to be clear, the community people can be investments, but most of the time, community people are short returns. We want long returns. Can we work right now? We're looking for the long game. We need to learn how to cultivate a mindset that prioritizes investments over short returns. Okay? We got to do that. See, we talk about we want money, and we talk about promotion, and we talk about elevation, and then we want to try to keep the same people around us who have never yielded a return in any form or fashion. Don't get me started today. It's Financial Friday. I'm glad you're here. But the point of the matter is, we want the long-term value out of whatever we're investing in. And we have to get away from social media's microwave track to success and to financial freedom and all of these things. Real value takes time. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. Real value takes time. Listen, I am Juma Saleem. This is the Roar Judah Radio Show. I want you to hear me loud and clear. Real value takes time. Let me say this really quickly. Do you know why a lot of businesses and entrepreneurs fail? It's because they don't build value over time. When they first start their business, they are focused on the customer service and the value. But as time progresses and the more money that they make, all of that customer service and politeness and all of that goes out the door, and they lose value. And it's the reason why people stop soliciting the business. Because you lost the vision of having value. Don't get me started. I want you to hear me loud and clear. Wherever there is value, there is breakthrough. I need you to write that down. When I add value, I get breakthroughs. When I add value, I get breakthroughs. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. That was Elevation Worship, Hold On To Me. Great song. Love that worship song. We're back. It's Financial Friday, as always. We're going to jump right back into this thing. Now, we're going to talk about selling unused items. The items that you have laying around that you don't even touch. They're in the cabinets, under the cabinets, in the closet, in the garage. They're not being used. Sell those items. Let me share a story with you really quickly. Listen, my son had a lot of toys, and I mean a lot. And what we did was we gave away a lot of toys, but he still had a tremendous amount of toys. And those toys were like collector's items, gently used. And so I decided to set them up on eBay. Yes, eBay still exists. And he could sell his toys. So we had to put a plan together. What we did was we got all the toys. We cleaned them up really good. I took pictures of all his toys. And then I looked online for the same exact toy unboxed. Because people buy unboxed items because they're collectors. And the beautiful thing about eBay is that it will suggest what the item is and the pricing. And then you calculate shipping and handling. And beautiful thing about the shipping part is that the buyer pays the cost of the shipping. All you have to pay for is the label. And you can pay for the label out of the total price. Don't get me started. I'll go down a rabbit hole. I don't want to do that, but I'm just kind of giving you an idea. One of the things I want to say is on eBay, if you did not know this, again, eBay does still exist. You can make up to, I believe, the last time I looked, it was $28,000 a month selling items on eBay. Now, here's the beautiful thing. They allow you a certain amount of items. I think it's $28,000. If you reach the $28,000 mark, or it's like X amount of items for free before they start charging you a listing price. Hey, if you want to find more information about this and you want to talk to me about it, you can hit my business line at info@1301productions.com and we can sit down and we can talk about how to get you started on selling your unused items to gain extra cash. There are several online platforms that you can utilize to sell your gently used items and gain extra cash. Currently, I'm using Let Go, which changed the name to Offer Up. I only do local. I don't do any shipping, but any gently used items that I want to sell that I don't donate, I use Offer Up. And you can download the app. I'm not getting paid to tell you this, but it's a handy app to make extra cash. And you don't have to do any work. You just put the title in, say how much you want for it, do a little description, and then the people who are interested in it will hit you up. And you can meet somewhere, and just be careful when you do that. We want to declutter our space. Now, I don't know if you know this, but when you declutter your space, it allows the room, it allows your environment to breathe. And the more room that your environment has to breathe, the better that you can think. Speaking of thinking, I wanted to talk about your thoughts on your financial goals. What are your financial goals, and what does that look like in the next 3 to 5 years? Are you allocating funds to your savings? What does your discretionary spending look like? Your budget is truly a roadmap to financial stability. The goal is to be debt free. I'm gonna say it again for the people in the back. The goal is to be debt free. What would life be like if you had no debt? I know that a lot of people are using the cash envelope system. I've talked to several people about that, and they are putting away extra cash in an envelope for entertainment purposes, dining, shopping, so that they don't have to go back into their savings. And it totally makes sense, because once the envelope is empty, my spending is over. And so that's discipline. That forces you to have to go somewhere and sit down. Go somewhere and sit down. Now, what you want to also do is that you want to pause and reflect before you make a purchase. This is Financial Friday. We're talking all about finances. This is our strategy to come up. Before you make a purchase, I want you to pause and think about it. I want you to reflect on the value of the purchase. Is it an investment or is it a liability? This is important. Give yourself time to see if the item that you're about to purchase is a necessity or just a want. When we pause, we give ourselves the time to check our motive behind why we're making this purchase. Is this an impulsive purchase? We need to start making better decisions at the POS. And if you don't know what the POS is, that means the point of sale. We need to start making better decisions at the point of sale, the POS. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, have you noticed that when you go to certain stores, that they have a bunch of items right there at the register? Those are called impulsive items. Those are the items that you're going to pick up because it's right there in front of you. There's a pack of gum, a candy bar, some chapstick, all of these things. They position those things for a reason. We're going to get into a lot on Financial Fridays, but this is where we want to start. being consciously aware about how we're spending our money. And then we want to also eliminate unnecessary subscriptions. I know you got to have your Netflix, your Amazon, your Peacock, Disney Plus, all of these subscriptions, but really, how much of that do you watch? How much of that do you utilize? Could you really cut back on that? Can you just do Netflix? Can you just do Netflix and Amazon? I mean, really. Let's just be honest with ourselves. If we're going to have a financial goal and we're going to get there, the only way that we can get there is by being disciplined. We have to identify and cancel subscriptions that don't align with our financial goals. I'm just saying, I've been doing this for a while. Hopefully you have been doing it for a while. If not, that's why we're having Financial Fridays, to talk about our finances as a community, as a tribe. One of the things I also want to talk about is who's holding you accountable for the way that you handle your financial goals. Who's challenging you? Who do you trust? Find the person that you trust in your core and ask them to hold you accountable for the way you spend your money. Having that person in your life provides so much support and so much encouragement, and it helps you alter your perspective on how you spend. What you have to remember is that how you plan now will determine what your outcome will be in the future. Really quickly, Pastor Keon Henderson said something several years ago. He said, your younger self has to take care of your older self. And that's why we're here on Financial Friday, to explore how to be able to take care of our older selves. We don't know if Social Security is going to be in place, but we do know that we have control over what we do about it now, all right? You want to make sure that every financial decision that you make contributes to the overall well-being of your financial future. You have to adopt smart spending strategies, not just today, not just tomorrow, but every single day forward. Do you hear me? Your future is depending on what type of decisions you make right now. You need a compass. That's what budgeting is. That is a compass for your financial journey. If you don't understand your finances and what your money is doing and how you're spending it and where is it going, if you don't understand it, you can't expect to get a different type of outcome. Let me say that. It's important that you understand how your money is being utilized, because money is a tool. It is a resource. How you use it matters. Okay? You have to identify areas where you can cut back. And do you also have to identify areas where you can step up? If you craft your budget right, it empowers you to be able to take control of your future. I'm telling you this because it's something that I have been working on for years. And it doesn't always look like it's making an impact. But at the end of the day, your future will say thank you. Trust me, it's well worth it. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. It is Financial Friday. You know why we're here. We are here to gain wisdom and financial literacy on how we can better prepare ourselves for our financial future. Every Friday, we'll be hosting Financial Friday, tips, budgeting notes, all type of goodies. So make sure you bring your pen, your pencil, your notebook, your tablet, your phone, your laptop, whatever you got that you take notes on, bring that for Financial Friday. If you have a flip phone, I don't know how you're going to work that out. Just be here, okay? One of the things I want to talk about is the importance of life insurance and not looking at life insurance as a burden, but as a financial future responsibility. It is a safeguard for you and your loved ones. We need financial literacy. We need to understand that we can build wealth through different types of insurances. Other communities are already doing it. We need to catch up and find the value in investing in things that we don't have to see a return on right now. Let me work. One of the best ways to build generational wealth is through life insurance. Now just hear me out. Life insurance, the value of what you're paying now, the return on it is incredible. You can get a life insurance policy on yourself that will help secure the future of your loved ones for less than $20 a month. And depending on the amount of the policy, that number could go up. Let me be clear. But I'm pretty sure that you can get $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 for pennies on the dollar. And the value of that is astronomical. Because your loved ones don't have to worry about how they're going to bury you or cremate you. They don't have to worry about how they're going to pay off your bills. And just for their financial sanity, they have a little something that they can go take a vacation and relax after losing someone so valuable as you. Put your family in the best financial position to win, even when you're gone. You want to have support for your family, okay? I don't want to stay on that too long, but I want to say this. It is so important that our community and other communities understand, if you're listening, life insurance is valuable. And then you want to have business insurance. It's Financial Friday. We're here for a reason. We're here for a cause. I am serving my purpose to the best of my ability. It's up to you to take the nuggets and run with them. Whew. It's a lot. But I want you to be equipped. That's the whole purpose of Financial Friday, for you to be equipped on your journey. Business insurance creates financial stability for your financial future. In case of a disaster, it is important that you have insurance, not just for your equipment. Hear me out. Not just for your equipment, but for your business. I just sat down and had a long conversation with my insurance guy, Tim. Great guy. Shout out to Tim. And we discussed my financial goals, not just for my business, but for my personal life. But while we were talking about business, I learned that there's two different types of insurance. Actually, there's way more than that, but we're just going to say two for time's sake. There's one that covers your equipment. Creatives, event planners, all those people. There's one that covers your equipment. And in that policy, there's only a certain amount of money that can cover certain items. Hear me out. So you need to have another type of insurance that covers the business. All right. This insurance not only covers the business while you're at home or away, it covers if you have an incident happen and you lose income. Hear me out. I'm putting you up on game. It's Financial Friday. We're here. Let's get it. This insurance covers your losses, and they will pay you X amount of dollars per month in case of a disaster. Alrighty, I want to take a pause. Let's take a deep breath. I know it's a lot, but we got more Financial Fridays coming ahead. We can't get it all in one time, but we're going to do our best to give you what you need so that you can be successful on your journey. What are you going to do if there's a disaster, a hurricane or tornado, flooding, landslide, whatever? You need to cover your business. You're going to be dislocated. That means you're going to have to be moved somewhere else. You're probably not going to be able to do business. How are you going to still get the same income that you were getting with a disaster happening to your business? I'm telling you what they are putting me on. I'm sharing this with you guys. You are my tribe. I love you guys. I want you to be successful. And I said that in 2024, I was going to step up and I was going to give the people what they need to embark on the best life that they could possibly live. And I know a lot of people are saying they want to live their best life. Well, we're going to find out what you're really talking about, what you really mean. Cancun and going on trips, that's great. But we're talking about financial freedom and debt-free living is where we are right now on Financial Friday. That is our goal. Moving right along. You need to have an emergency fund. What does your emergency fund look like? It is the cornerstone of your financial future. You have to set aside 6 months to a year's worth of living just in case something happens, a loss of a job, any of those things. You need a safety net. We got to get focused. You need peace of mind so that you can handle the uncertainties of life. Let me make it clear right now. Financial Fridays is going to be high tempo, high energy, because I want you to stay focused. Your financial freedom is important. And on Financial Fridays, I want to add as much value as I possibly can while I have you for this hour. We're going to pack as much information. So again, make sure you're prepared. We're going to talk about stocks, bonds, real estate, retirement accounts, strategic investments. Long-term financial growth is the only reason that we're here. We need to talk about retirement planning. How are you positioned right now? Let's just be honest. How are you positioned, even for myself, and I'm stepping on my own toes, how are you positioned right now for a retirement in your future? What does that even look like for you? We also want to touch on debt management, how to repay debt, overcoming debt, and having a healthier financial future. We want to talk about financial education, investing in your education about finances is so important. We want to talk about market trends, financial instruments, personal finance strategies, and improving your financial life over time. There is a tremendous amount of financial landscape that I'm pretty sure that a lot of people don't know about. All right, so let's just say that you do know about it. Are you using the information to make better financial decisions now and for your future? All right. It's Financial Friday. I'm your host, Juma Salim. This is the Roar of Judah radio show right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. We'll be here Monday for Mindset Monday kicks off. I want you to think about everything that we talked about today. Hopefully you took some notes. As always, listen, you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. Until we meet again, tribe, I love you. Yup. Yeah.